Don, do you remember H.G. Wells' famous 19th century novel, War of the Worlds?
Of course I do, Yael. It's one of my favorites. In the novel, Martian aliens invade Earth, but the Martians all die because earthly bacteria make them sick.
Today, we're the ones invading Mars, and scientists are worried about the harmful effects that earthly microbes might have on real-life Martians. The chances for simple microbial life on Mars are looking better all the time. Astrobiologists want to find ways to explore potentially habitable Martian environments without contaminating them with microbes from Earth.
But isn't the Martian surface too cold and dry for earthly microbes to survive?
That's true for much of the planet, but certain special regions on Mars appear to be much more hospitable to invading microbes from Earth or native Martian microorganisms.
What sort of special regions?
From orbit, spacecraft have photographed what look like streaks of liquid water seeping out of the ground and running down slopes in the warmer equatorial regions of Mars. These potentially wet and habitable areas could support Earth microbes, and NASA is exploring new technologies that will be needed to fully sterilize robotic explorers and prevent accidental contamination.
What about the opposite problem? If robotic spacecraft or astronauts brought Martian samples back to Earth, could we contaminate our planet with harmful Martian organisms?
Astrobiologists are concerned about that possibility, too. The first astronauts and samples to come back from the moon were carefully quarantined, and Martian astronauts and samples will be treated with the same caution. Interplanetary contamination isn't just science fiction anymore.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University with production support from the Office of the Provost. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.